ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकि कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः यन्न व्रजन्त्यगभिधो रचनानुवादात् शृण्वन्ति येऽन्य विषयाः कुकथामतिग्निः यास्तु श्रुता हतभगैर्नृभिरात्तसारास्तांस्तान् क्षिपन्त्यशरणेषु तमः सुहन्त
It is very much regrettable that unfortunate people do not discuss the description of the Vaikuntha planets but engage in topics which are unworthy to hear and which bewilder one's intelligence. Those who give up the topics of Vaikuntha and take to the talk of the material world are thrown into the darkest region of ignorance.
Yeah, see here, yat na vrajanti agabhidav, aga means sin. Bhida means one who destroys sin. So one name of Krishna is Agabhit. Agabhit means one who destroys sin. Rachana Anuvadat, which means the pastimes of the Lord which are all narrated in the Vedic literature. They don't listen to that. Shinvanti, but they listen to what? Ye Anya Vishayaha means material subject matter. Kukatha means materialistic. Stories, novels, and movies and all that. Matigni, they destroy intelligence, he says. That is matigni. They kill our intelligence. They kill our spiritual intelligence. And then yastu shruta, by hearing such kukatha, the result is hata bhagair, he says. Bhaga means bhagya. Hata bhagair means they lose all good fortune. Nribhi means human being. Abhirattasaras, which means, attasar means the essence of human life. They lose the essence of human life, is telling. But the essence of human life is to go back to Godhead. So they lose that going back to Godhead. He says, tam, stan, and for such people, kripanti, they are cast into asharaneshu, shelterless place, which is hell, tamasu. Tamasu means like they are cast into dark regions of hell where one cannot obtain the shelter of the Supreme Lord. Asharaneshu. Tamasu hantaha. Hanta means alas, alas. Look at the plight of these people, like that is telling. So, I will read one more encouraging verse. This is a little discouraging verse. Now, ये व्यर्थिताम् अपि च नो नृगतिं प्रपन्ना ज्ञानं च तत्पविषयं सह धर्मं यत्र नाराधनं भगवतो वितरन्त्यमुष्य सम्मोहिता विततया बतमाययाते
Lord Brahma said, My dear demigods, the human form of life is of such importance that we also desire to have such life. For in the human form, one can attain perfect religious truth and knowledge. If one in this human form of life does not understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His abode, it is to be understood that he is very much affected by the influence of external nature.
So this verse is also in the same spirit as the previous verse, but the next verse is positive verse, which Brahma will say, who is qualified to go to Vaikuntha? He will speak in the next one. So here in the 24th verse purport, if you see, the middle Prabhupada is saying, it is not possible to go back to Godhead in one life. But in the human form, one should at least understand the goal of life and begin Krishna consciousness. Sometimes people ask this question, can one go back to Godhead in one life? What Prabhupada is saying? It's not possible, he says. But although he says this, in some other places, Prabhupada says, in one life one can go back also, he says. But why he is saying this here, in order to warn us that, you know, in one purpose is, we are not at all interested in going back to Godhead. Therefore, the Lord is making so many arrangements to take us back, like that he says. Therefore, Prabhupada is writing like this. That Nirdeha Madhyam Sulabham Sudhulabham, he is quoting that translation of that. There. So, who is not qualified to enter Vaikuntha? That is the theme, if you see, beginning from 23rd one. Actually, the most important thing that makes us disqualified is what topics we hear and what topics we don't hear. Correct, no? So, this goes to show the importance of Shravanam. Correct, no? Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasan, how important it is. Because if I don't hear message about Vaikuntha, I'll certainly hear something else. Correct, no? I will substitute that hearing with something else. That's the main underlying theme he says here. They engage in topics which are unworthy to hear, which bewilder one's intelligence. Like the other day I was coming in the train. I saw one of the boys was having a novel, paperback novel, you know, and reading. So he kept left the novel in the berth and then he went to bathroom. So I got to see the cover, some dragon or something. Some dragon. So people are studying ghost stories. People are studying fiction novels. Some people are studying sci-fi novels, scientific fiction novels. Some people are, you know, one boy was reading a book. Can broken love be repatched again? Something like that. See, these fellows also name the novels like that so that it will sell very nicely, correct, no? Because so many fellows have broken love in the modern times. So can we repatch broken love? So many boys wonder, maybe after reading the novel I'll get some idea. So people are reading. So there are topics of romance, there are topics of adventure, there are topics of like detective, Conan Doyle. So you will find young boys, girls nowadays are having these paperback novels, they read a lot, and so many speculative novels are coming in the market. They are all cooked from the brain of people who have nothing else to do in life. Yes. Isn't it? And how much energy, colossal waste of time you can see reading all these things. In America, one fellow wrote one detective novel, after which the scientists found out that more than 1,000 murders were based on that novel. The ideas that the author has given in the novel. They caught him. Hey, because of you, just see. This novel has ruined the people so much. So, one observation we will all make. First, when we read something, it goes into the ears. And then if you are inspired by what we read, we tend to act according to what we read. Correct? You hear about Ambarish Maharaj. You hear about Prahlad Maharaj. You hear about Dhruva Maharaj. So we also feel, oh, Ambarish was sweeping the floor in temple hall, so I also want to sweep. You get a motivation for service. You want to enter service. Pratap Rudra is sweeping, you know, in front of the Rath cart. So you also feel like, you know, like we have that jadu, na? Many people take it and sweep it, correct? No? Because you get role models from the things that we hear. So Prabhupada writes in one place, there are two types of Mahajans, he says. One type of Mahajan are very encouraging to devotees like Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, you know, Kapila, Manu, Prahalado, Janako, Bishwa, Balir, Vaya, Sakir, Vayam, and then the Guru Parampara Acharyas, they are all coming in one category. Then Prabhupada says there are false Mahajans also. Who are false Mahajans? Darwin, he says. Similarly, all these false heroes like Hitler, Karl Marx, see, they are all called Dushkritina. Dushkritina means what? Karl Marx was not unintelligent. They are intelligent, but they are perverted geniuses. Perverted genius means they direct their intelligence against God. Or they come up with something that is a bluff, like this Osho Rajneesh, if you see. So they, when they have this intellect when they have, they may write very powerful. The writing may be very intellectually astute, very nice. But if you see, what is the substance they are writing about? So this fellow came up with the philosophy of Sambhogse Samadhi. That is his philosophy. Similarly, there are many different false Mahajanas, Prabhupada says. And as much as the true Mahajans are authentic and they attract people towards the kingdom of God, the false Mahajans attract people and take them to hell. Parampuja Navagindra Maharaj used to say, हम लोग बोलते हैं ये गीता भागवत सुनो वैकुंठ धाम लौटो आपको हम लेके जाएंगे लेकिन ये पॉलिटिशियन लोग बोलते हैं हमारी बात सुनो हम नरक में जाएंगे लेकिन अकेले नहीं जाएंगे आपको साथ में लेके जाएंगे सो आवर डेस्टिनेशन डिपेंड्स ऑन आवर साउंड वाइब्रेशन व्हाट वी आर हियरिंग एंड व्हाट वी आर अप्रिशिएटिंग एंड व्हाट वी आर So in those days, one brahmachari who left the ashram, he had 20-30 books from Vrindavan, all books on Radha Krishna's Ashtakaliya Leela, and such kind of, Madhava Mahotsav, such kind of very intimate pastimes of Radha Krishna gopis. This fellow had stacked. He had not even passed Bhakti Shastri. And he has collected all these books. Eventually we found that God knows where is he nowadays. He's gone. So this is another danger. It's called as nectar shopping. We call it. What shopping? Yeah. This is another danger for devotees. They always look for something new. They don't read Prabhupada books. They think Prabhupada books are old. We know it. They look for some new books. And in the new books also they think, that I will read these pastimes and I will enter into Vrindavan Dham. Which many of my fellow guys don't know anything about. I will know deep esoteric truths, unknown to others. So such kind of craving. See, the books that he purchased, the intention must have been that I will read esoteric pastimes. He is trying to find out what is there in that. But it is premature. It's like LKG child going and sitting in first year engineering in the college. He can sit, but he won't understand anything. Correct, no? That's what this fellow was trying to do. And eventually, because he was not reading the books, the Prabhupada books, he was not getting nourishment. Prabhupada says studying Prabhupada books is like eating grains. Studying Shastra, isn't it? So because that nourishment was not coming and he was trying to read something artificially, imagining himself to be very exalted or something, then he left. So one fellow left ISKCON temple and went to Radhakund. So his spiritual master asked, does he think simply by sitting in Radha Kund he is going to see Radha and Krishna? He is simply like a mosquito on the lap of the spiritual master. Because a mosquito may sit on the Vyasasana on the lap of Guru and suck the blood of Guru. And he may only cause nuisance to Guru instead of doing good. And Maharaj said, geographically sitting in Radha Kund doesn't take you back to Godhead. He said, great, great acharyas are leaving Vrindavan Dham and going to New York and preaching to hippies. And this fellow is thinking, I will put a tent next to Radha Kunda and I will see Radha and Krishna dancing together with gopis. This is all simply figment of one's imagination. So, and as he rightly said, this fellow survived for 2 to 3 months there somehow. After that, he grew mustache, beard, wore pant shirt and went to IT company. That was the end of his Radha Kund program. So you will see that, and how he got the idea to go to Radha Kund, because people read all kinds of books, deviant books, different non-parampara books people read. Secretly also they read, and eventually you find them There is lot of there was one fellow who was reading some, you know, mystic yogi books. Mystic yogis books, how they get mystic powers and everything. After coming to devotion service, if still one is interested in these things, then one gets distracted. So what we take in, what we contemplate becomes all important. Therefore, the emphasis is that 23, you know. Here, Chakravarti Thakur says, books such as books on logic are filled with low topics. They do not go to Vaikuntha. And topics heard by such unfortunate persons take away all good fortune obtained by topics which give good qualities. Like that he says. And then he is saying, those of human birth are qualified to go to Vaikuntha and not the devatas, he says. Therefore, devatas want to take human bodies. Because devatas are in a zone of sense gratification. So they have to come to earth to be born as humans before they can perfect their life. Therefore, Brahma is telling that those who have taken the human birth, desired even by devatas, in which knowledge dharma are present, he says. But those humans whose intelligence is misled by scriptures devoid of bhakti are cheated. Like that is telling. Scriptures devoid of, for example, there are Jnana Kanda scriptures, Karma Kanda scriptures, there are Yoga Kanda scriptures. So he says that they are all lamentable, he says. If we were born as humans in Bharata, worshipping Krishna, we could attain Vaikuntha very quickly, he says. That's the point. Even Dharma and Jnana, devoid of bhakti, are useless. Of those who take human life in which they perform Dharma and Jnana, not your worship, they are also bewildered. Like that Brahma is saying. So, this is about... See, we could say hundreds of things about one who is not going to Vaikuntha, but Brahma captures the root of all of them. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami, what do you say? Shrotavyadini Rajendra. Ninam Santi. They have thousands of subject matters. That means whatever you hear only makes you walk, talk, live your life. Therefore, nothing else is spoken except one thing. Sir, what is your hearing program? What is your contemplation? What is your absorption? So the thought is the subtlest thing of all. So, and the thought turns into word, word turns into actions, actions turn into habits, you know, leading to, you know, character and formation of habits and behavior and culture and everything. So, but that thought, what is lingering in our mind, the thought is based on what inputs we give. What do we hear? So, how what you hear is affecting you and transforming you, every one of us have to check. Otherwise, sometimes bookish knowledge we may read, but we may not be even understanding year after year. So, therefore, devotees don't progress. Because they do ritualistic bhakti. Correct, no? So we want transformational knowledge. That knowledge which will actually touch our hearts and transform our hearts. And that knowledge which will destroy our ignorance, which will establish divya jnanam. That knowledge which will give us bhakti bhav for Krishna, appreciation of Krishna's, you know, name, form, qualities, pastimes, activities. Correct, no? Therefore, he says, three things he says. Divyajnana hriday prakashito, prema bhakti yaha hoite, avidya vinasha jate. Three things have to happen if you are gaining knowledge. One is, the divyajnana is the sambandhajnana between Krishna, Maya and Jiva. That knowledge has to become very solidly established. And we should know the abhideya also. What abhideya we have to do, like Navida bhakti, to attain the Lord. And prema bhakti yaha hoite, that knowledge which should blossom our affection for Krishna. That knowledge we should get also. We shouldn't become sahajiyas. On the other hand, we also have to hear knowledge that will blossom our love for Krishna. Similarly, we should purpose is logically and reasonably understand the divya jnana, but we should not get stuck in logic. We have to understand the Lord's inconceivable prowess also. Similarly, prema bhakti yaha hoite avidya vinasha jate. Bhagavatam has innumerable verses talking about how the Maya is acting in this world. So understanding what is avidya and how avidya is acting on the living entities, one has to get rid of it. So all our training program we give for others also should have these three. You will see in our training program, for example, we are doing Sphurti camp. Prema Bhakti Yaha Hoite. For that what we have? God and gods, rekindling, I mean reviving love. And Avidya Vinasha Jate. We have three C's. Correct, no? You know, condition, conditioning, cutthroat competition. And where is the Divya Jnana given? Rekindling wisdom. That Sambandha Jnana is given. Same way you see Sankalp camp. What is Prema Bhakti Yaha Hoite? Ascending from fear to love and Sudama moving. Correct, no? And where is Avidya Vinasha Jate? Kailashram also. And can faith be reasonable? There all misconceptions you know, are removed in that. And where is Divya Jnana in that? Huh? Yeah? There we talk about the soul. Actually we talk about the operator of the cosmic machine. We are establishing the Jiva's relationship with God and nature. That is also Sambandha Jnana, if you see. Correct, no? So you will see, same in Utkarsh camp, what do we do? Where is Prema Bhakti Yaha Hoite? There? Spiritual world, world of merit and merry, isn't it? And Avidya Vinasha Jate? Password for happiness. And where is Divya Jnana? There? Scientific understanding of the philosophy of deity, philosophy behind deity. And the six opulences also, correct, no? Because we have to know who the absolute truth is. So you will see, the knowledge that Srila Prabhupada has given is so thorough and so easily approachable for us, the way he has given us. So, therefore that hearing program is very, very vital. Hearing, giving the right input. Like if you, like when I go in the flight, sometimes I see people sitting and watching crazy movies of animals, all kinds of peculiar animals, ghostly looking things. Nowadays people are putting so many things into their heads, you know, they will commit suicide actually, by watching all these things. So therefore, thank God we are saved with respect to the quality input. See, when it comes to drinking water, people are careful to buy a sealed Bisleri bottle. Correct, no? Have you ever seen some boys come and give water bottle in 2 rupees, little yellowish water, you have seen that? In Lonavala and other places. They just catch water from a tap and they come and give. You know, nobody will buy that, isn't it? We make sure that the bottle is sealed. But when it comes to taking, you know, reading material of novels, people are reading all rubbish novels, you can see. You know, they are so, it's very surprising how people allow a self-defeat. They are all self-defeating. Because far from giving knowledge, they pollute the mind and intelligence. That's why he says, Enna Prajanti Agavido Rachananu Vada. He says, Matigni, he says. They destroy good intelligence. Like that he says. Therefore, we feel sorry when we see such people. When I go for book distribution, this is one of my powerful inspirations. When I look at people, one fellow was reading some rubbish novel. After he got Bhagavad Gita, he threw that novel away and he opened Bhagavad Gita. Started reading. I thought, thank God, I have substituted his rubbish novel with Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. You see? So this is one of the services we can do. Help people to pick up the right book and read and actually blossom in their life. The studying of the scriptures brings out the angel in us. Brings out the angel out of us. With a pure personality, pure quality. Beneficial to individual, beneficial to the whole world. Whereas putting rubbish, you know, brings out the animal within everybody. Crazy. See, come to 25th verse. Yaccha vrajantya nimisham rishabhanu vritya dureya mahyuparina sprihaniya shilaha bhartur mitasu yashasaha katananuraga vaiklavya bashpakalaya pulaki kritangaha. So who is qualified to go to Vaikuntha? This is a very important verse and purport. Read it.
Persons whose bodily features change in ecstasy and who breathe heavily and perspire due to hearing the glories of the Lord are promoted to the kingdom of God, even though they do not care for meditation and other austerities. The kingdom of God is above the material universes and it is desired by Brahma and other demigods.
Yeah, Chakravarti Thakur gives a slightly different translation. See what he says. Dure Yama means they throw away the rules and regulations of Ashtanga Yoga and they throw away their ego far away, he says. Those people, what is the meaning of throwing away ego? Such devotees of the Lord, they don't care for the public opinion. They dance, they sing, they cry, they roll on the ground, they clap hands, and they laugh loudly when they hear the pastimes of the Lord without any shame. So they throw away the ego. And their hair stands on end, the tears well up in their eyes, and such kind of behavior is seen in their bodies. And they also discard the rules and regulations of Ashtanga Yoga, like Yama, Niyama, Pranayama, Asana, Pratyahara. They don't do all these things. They simply have faith that chanting of the holy name is enough. That's why Dure Yama. See the second line, he says, Dure Yama. That's what he's saying. Those who are far above rules by following the Lord with dedication, who are superior to the demigods, and whose qualities are desirable by the demigods, and whose bodies develop goosebumps and uncontrolled tears through attraction to discussions of the Lord, possessing most excellent qualities, enter Vaikuntha. That means, when we hear, for example, I was telling you about Ramayana, the behavior of Lord Ram, the behavior of Lord Krishna. So when one hears these pastimes, one's heart should resonate with great swelling love and affection, and appreciation, admiration, wonderment, excitement. Such kind of things should be felt. Then such people are actually becoming eligible when one cheers. Like you will see, the Lord's pastimes are very humorous for the devotee. But it's not just humor. It is humor mixed with respect for the Lord. Like we were reading that Rukmini Mangalam. Recently we were doing. See, it is said there that when Krishna saw Jarasandha has come with 23 Akshahunis to fight, at the same time he had got one letter from Rukmini, so he had to go to Kaundinyapur near Amravati to marry Rukmini. He had to go for that. So two jobs came at the same time. Now he is in the middle of a war. He has to go to attend to Rukmini on one hand. On the other hand, here this fellow is coming with 23,000 Akshavanis, 23 Akshavanis, what to do? So it is said both Krishna and Balarama, both are called Madhavav. Both of them ran from there. And Jarasandha was shocked. How is it these two fellows are running away? So they are running barefoot and Jarasandha is chasing after them in a chariot, running behind them. He's shouting at them. So I'll just show you that. One verse before this also. See here what says here. See, imitating human behavior. Vilokya vega rabasam ripusain jasya madhavau manushya cheshtam apannau rajan dudruvatur drutam. See, vilokya, when Lord Krishna saw the wave-like huge sena of Jarasandha. Then Madhavav, it is said, two Madhavas, Krishna and Balaram, they both imitated human behavior, manushya cheshtam apannav. Imitating human behavior, O king, dudruvatur dutam, very quickly they ran away, it is said. Seeing that what it is, vihaya vittam prachuram, abhitav bhiru bhitavat, padbhyam padma palashabhyam, chelatur bahu yojanam. See, Lord is abhitav. Nobody can make him afraid. But bhiru bhitavat, he behaved like a coward, running away out of fear, although Lord was never having any fear. This is called manushya cheshtam apannam. He adopted a human-like behavior, correct, no? He's looking at Jarasandha. Like that he's running. Huh? And Jarasandha is wondering, hey, this fellow is afraid of me. I will attack him. And he's chasing in a... this thing. He's chasing in a chariot. And then he says, Padbhyam, Padma Palashabhyam. And that Krishna and Balaram, their feet were exactly like lotuses. And then it says a contradiction. Chelatur Bahuyojanam. They ran a long distance. Imagine if your feet were like lotus. Can you run a very long distance? Like you have seen a small baby, like our kid. Who is this fellow? This Damodar's younger brother. Balaram. Huh? Imagine we say that Balaram got down from the temple hall and he ran to Pune station. Will anybody believe it? Correct now. How can this kid with such tender feet run? Correct now. Similarly, Krishna is having Padbhyam, Padma Palashabhyam, but Chelatur Bahu Yojanam. Many, many Yojanas he ran, it says. And then what he did? Palayamanam Tau Drishtva Magadaha Prahasan Bali Anvadavat Ratakni Kair Ishayoho Apramanavit. See, Palayamanam Tau Drishtva. Donon ko bhagte huye dekkar Magadha Prasan Bali Jarasandha Jor se has pada. Ha 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 ha. Like that he was laughing. Anvadavat, he ran behind. But he didn't run with foot. Ratani kair. He sat in a rath and he was riding the rath and said, hey, Krishna Balaram, where are you running? Ha ha ha, coward, stop. Like that he was telling. And not understanding who they were. Ishayoho apramanavit is telling. Ishayoho means two Isha. Who are they? Apramanavit, he didn't understand their power. He was a fool. Who? Jarasandha. Just like when Krishna was a small kid, Putana took him on the lap. There, Sukadeva Goswami says, poor Putana didn't know who this personality is. You know, she is taking a danger in her lap. She is thinking he's a baby, but he's not a baby. He has the whole universe in his belly. Such is the baby. So that's what he is saying. He was chasing after them. Pradityaduram samshrantau tungam aruhatam girim. After running a long distance and becoming very tired by running, they quickly climbed a 90 miles hill. Have you ever seen? When you run long distance, you are breathing like this. What is the next thing you will do? Just lie down and relax, correct now. But Lord climbed 90 miles high mountain, he says. So there are six contradictions like this which prove his supremacy. Like that he says. And the name of that mountain is Pravarshan. And then it says, Tata utpatya tarasa dahyamana tata dubhau dashaika yojanan tungan nipetat uradho bhuvi. Yeah, you see, after both lords climbed up the hill, Jarasandha thought, in this dense forest, how will I locate them? These fellows are hiding behind some bush, like in Lonavala bush you have seen, green. If somebody hides in the jungle, can you catch him? He thought, now I will put fire to the whole mountain. So he put, you know, inflammation oil all around, and he put fire. So the mountain was burning. So Krishna Balaram jumped off from there. From almost 90 miles high, they both jumped off. Patito bhuvi, it is said. They both jumped to the ground, it is said. It was a high jump, isn't it? But it is the highest jump possible, anybody can imagine. But when the Lord jumped down to the ground, then what did you want to know? Which orthopedic hospital he was admitted? Alakshamanav ripunam sanugena yaduttamav Svapuram punarayatav samudra parikham drupa. Yeah, Svapuram punarayatav. Actually, when without being seen by others, the Lord, these two most exalted Lords, they both went to Dwaraka. That we said here. You will see that. So, our Chakravarti Thakur in the purport has written very nicely to these verses. So the Lord's pastimes are humorous on the other hand very revealing about his infinite prowess. In this he says, manushya cheshtam apannav. Taking manushya cheshta, the Lord behaved like this. For the pleasure of his devotees, Lord does this kind of pastimes. So when anyone hears these pastimes, they should become delighted by the pastime of the Lord, because Lord, amongst the six opulences, one opulence is renunciation. He is called as Ranchod Rai, correct, no? People glorify him as Ranchod Rai because he left the battle and gone. Only devotees can understand how glorious is Lord leaving the battle and going, because he is going for attending to his very important devotee, Rukmini. Lord didn't say that first I'll finish the battle and come. By the time she is already married to Shishupal. Isn't it? Lord wanted to protect her at the right time. So, in this way, Lord didn't care for what Jarasandha will talk ill of him, what will the other people of the world will talk ill of him. These confidential truths can only be understood by devotees of the Lord only. So when devotees hear the beauty of Krishna's pastimes, is there is adventure, there is romance, and there is thrill, there is stunt. What do you call stunt scenes? War scenes, stunt scenes. There is also. So in this way, there are 50 subjects in Bhagavatam. Devotees have extracted that 50 subjects of Bhagavatam. So while reading the pastimes of the Lord, the devotees, these symptoms, the devotees manifest. He says here, Here Prabhupada explains very vividly. If you read this purport now, I will only tell you some important sections. In the first para, after 8-10 lines, he says, read that. In the material world,
the qualities of the demigods are highly appreciated. Just as, even in our experience, the qualities of a gentleman are more highly appreciated than the qualities of a man in ignorance or in a lower condition of life. The qualities of the demigods in the higher planets are far superior to the qualities of the inhabitants of this earth.
Indeed, Father.
Brahmaji confirms herewith that only persons who have developed the desirable qualities can enter into the kingdom of God.
And then he's talking about 26 qualities of Vaishnava. Prabhupada is giving complete list there. You know, he is kind, does not quarrel with anyone. He accepts Krishna consciousness, highest goal of life, equal to everyone. No one can find fault in his character. He is magnanimous, mild, always clean, internally and externally. Does not profess to possess anything in this material world. Benefactor of all living beings, is peaceful, completely surrendered to Krishna. No material desires to fulfill. Meek and humble, always steady. He has conquered the sensual activities. Does not eat more than required. My Lord, is the most difficult one. You know? Never mad after material identity. Respectful to all others. Does not demand respect for himself. Very grave, very compassionate, very friendly, poetic, expert in all activities. He is silent in nonsense. Like this, he is giving 26 qualities of Vaishnava. He is given. And a saintly person, he is eligible to enter into the kingdom of God, because he is very tolerant and very kind to all living entities. He is not partial. The Titikshava Karunika is telling. Surda Sarvadehinam. Correct, no? Ajata Shatrava Shanta Sadhava Sadhubhushana. And then Prabhupada is quoting below that verse. Tadashmasaram hridayam batedam na grihyamanair harinamadheyer na vikriyeta tayada vikaro netre jalam gatra ruhesu harshah. That verse says, if a person is chanting the holy names of the Lord, if his hair doesn't stand on end and tears don't well up in his eyes, he should be considered to be having a heart which is steel framed. That's what it says. So, Prabhupada says, now he's going to reveal one powerful secret in this purport. When I read it, after reading the purport, I started dancing. I'll tell you where is it coming. See, Prabhupada says below, one, two lines below, those bodily changes can take place due to ecstasy when we offenselessly chant the holy name of the Lord, correct, no? So, then you leave the next para, Prabhupada is giving about the 10 offenses and all that. See, the fifth offense, Prabhupada gives nice definition. The fifth offense is to think that the devotees have given artificial importance to the holy name of God. Like that he says. Slightly differently he says it. These people are too much emphasizing on holy name. Like that somebody thinks like that. And then after that para is over, the next para is very, very important. Please read that, when one is free.
When one is free from all 10 of these offenses in the chanting of the name of God, he develops the ecstatic bodily features called Pulakashru.
If we are not getting this Pulakashru, that means the 10 offenses are still dominating our heart. Correct? Now we chant the holy name, we don't feel tears in the eyes, hair doesn't stand on end, and body doesn't tremble in transcendental ecstasy, and we don't feel bhav for Krishna. We do it as a duty. Correct? No? I am supposed to chant 16 rounds. I am supposed to be attending the morning program. So that is only a duty, correct? No? Read further.
Pulaka means symptoms of happiness, and Ashru means tears in the eyes. The symptoms of happiness and tears in the eyes must appear in a person who has chanted the holy name offenselessly.
See, Prabhupada is emphatically saying it. Symptoms of happiness and tears in the eyes must appear in a person who has chanted the holy name offenselessly. Yes.
Here in this verse, it is stated that those who have actually developed the symptoms of happiness and tears in the eyes by chanting the glories of the Lord are eligible to enter the kingdom of God. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that if one does not develop these symptoms while chanting Hare Krishna, it is to be understood that he is still offensive.
Go ahead further.
Chaitanya Charitamrita suggests a nice remedy in this connection. There it is said in the verse 31, chapter 8 of the Adi Leela, that if anyone takes shelter of Lord Chaitanya and just chants the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, he becomes freed from all offenses.
This is the secret that Prabhupada is revealing. What is the secret? Yeah. Taking shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah. Yaka Krishna Nama Kare Papa Sarvanash. Like the Darshan Shloka. It says that Yaka Krishna Nama Kare Papa Sarvanash. If one chants the holy name of Krishna, even one name inoffensively, then it has the power to destroy all the sinful reactions and awaken love for Krishna. So Prabhupada is saying here, if you chant Hare Krishna directly with sinful reactions, we will not make progress. But remembering Lord Chaitanya, anybody knows that verse, Dushkaram Sukaram Bhavet? Sri Chaitanya Namamitam. How it begins? Katanchana smrite yasmin dushkaram sukaram bhavet vismrite punar vismrite viparitam syat Sri Chaitanya Namamitam. You know what is the meaning of this verse? Katanchana smrite yasmin dushkaram sukaram bhavet. If some or other one remembers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in any difficult situation, that difficult situation becomes very easy, he says. And then he's saying, Vismrite viparitartam. On the other hand, if somebody does not remember Lord Chaitanya, even a small thing which we want to do becomes a huge, difficult, complex thing. Like that he says, viparitartam. It becomes a viparit, he's saying. And then Chaitanyam, Sri Chaitanyam Namamitam, he's saying. To that Lord Chaitanya, I offer my obeisances, he's telling. That means, you know, even a small problem becomes big problem without Chaitanya's mercy. And a big complex to solve problem becomes very easy by including Lord Chaitanya, he says. Actually, it's very difficult for us to comprehend this. Prabhupada several places says, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadara, Srivasadi, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. By reciting this, one becomes free from all offenses. The reason is, if you read the Adi Leela, in the first few chapters, the tattvas are explained. The five aspects of the absolute truth, it's explained there. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani, who has given her Mahabhav to Krishna. And our Nityanand Prabhu is Balramji, who is always a servant of Krishna. Adhutacharya Prabhu is Mahavishnu. So each of them is awarding a spiritual gift to us. If you see, Adhutacharya Prabhu is awarding us Pancharatrigi, vidhi by which he made the Lord descend into this world. And Gadadhar Pandit, who is the Shakti of the Lord, you know, she is actually awarding also Krishna Prema to the Jivas, herself. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, actually I don't want to spell it out until I know the exact Sanskrit names. There are 5 Sanskrit names are given for this. I read this in, Nityananda Charitamrita, I think. So, these 5 things are very beautifully explained. Each of them is awarding. Srivast Thakur is who? Narada Muni, who came from the deliberation of Brahma. So, he can award us bhakti. Advaita Acharya, see, Narada can award us what bhakti? Like we say, Pancharat Vidhi, Bhagavat Vidhi, no? So, Srivast Thakur is giving us Bhagavat Vidhi. Whereas Advaita Acharya is giving us Pancharatri Vidhi. Correct, no? And Nityananda Prabhu is the Adi Guru. So the Adi Guru can destroy the proprietorship mentality, enjoyership mentality, controllership mentality. And he can shake us and wake us up and place us in Lord's lotus feet. He's Adi Guru. Similarly, Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani herself. So Balaram and Radharani are very important for us in our line. Because from Balaram comes the Guru Shakti, the strength to lift the sword of knowledge given by Krishna, correct, no? And from Radharani, ascending service, descending mercy. That comes from Radharani. All our services go through Radharani. Our ability to hold the knowledge comes from Balaramji. So these two are standing on either side of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then in the center, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is there, who is Sakshat Krishna. But he is not just Krishna. He is Krishna in a very benevolent mood. He is in a love-intoxicated mood because he is in a very favorable mood to distribute the love of God, you know, without any demand from the living entities. Because Krishna purposes, Krishna demands Sarvadharman, Mamekam, like that Krishna demands. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mufta me leke jao, free. And then Prabhupada says, not only gives free, he goes door to door and batters the door. And when people open the door, he says, take love of God, free. Which means he not only gives free, he goes to the door and gives. And he told his assistants like Nityananda and Haridas also, no? Prati gare gare giya, koro yehi biksha, bolo Krishna bhaji. He gives. And in case somebody opens the door and says, oh, you are giving me such a liquid prema, I don't have a patra to take it. He says, take this patra also. And then he gives liquid prema. Patra, apatra nadeki. He doesn't see any patrata. He gives patra and then he pours the liquid prema and gives people. So, I don't know where, from whom I heard this, these 3 levels of Lord Chaitanya's liberal distribution of liquid prema, correct, no? Krishna prema that he is giving. Like, not only is not demanding surrender, he is giving it free, but he is going door to door to give it free, and he is also giving patra to accept the mercy also. Therefore, this Panchatattva Mahamantra is very, very important. Actually, we should chant this Panchatattva mantra with this understanding. I am getting Srivas Thakur, who is Narada Muni. He is giving me Bhagavat Vedi. He is giving Pancharatri Vedi. You know, Radharani herself is there. And Adi Guru Balaram is here. And Krishna is in a very benevolent mood. All of them have come together as Panchatattva Mahamantra, correct, no? And they all are here to distribute the name which we are chanting every day. Well, let's repeat this. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Like that he is saying. So Prabhupada says this is the secret, he is telling. Yeah. And then from the 26th verse onward, see, the observable symptoms of one who is qualified to enter Vaikuntha, now we read, you should breathe heavily. Is it difficult for you to breathe heavily? Any of us sitting here? Is it difficult to breathe heavily? Is it difficult to cry tears? So, these symptoms are imitable symptoms, but what symptoms are difficult to exhibit? The 9 ecstatic symptoms given in Chaitanya Charitamrita in the stage of Bhava. So I will tell you the verse number, that's very, very important. You can do it as a homework, you can read it. It's very important to have. Please repeat this verse and then you can. Kshantiravyartha kalatvam viraktirmana shunyata ashabandha samutkantha nama gane sadaruchihi asaktistat gunakhyane pritistat pasatisthale ityadiyonu bhavasyur jata bhavankure jane. This is Madhya Lila 23, chapter 23, text 18 to 19, text. Very important. These are the 9 symptoms of a person in Bhava Bhakti. Kshanti means forgiveness. He has extreme tolerance and he is willing to forgive even enemies also. Like you can find how Ambarish Maharaj forgave Durasamani. And Avyartha Kalatva means one moment he will not waste. 24/7 is constant meditation is how to render some kind of service to Krishna. And Viraktir means he has lost a taste for sense gratification. Not only has given up sense gratification, he has lost taste for sense gratification. Mana Shunyata means he is extremely humble. He considers himself insignificant. And Ashabandha, even if there is difficulty in progressing in spiritual life, he always has hope against hope. And Samutkanta, he is very enthusiastic and very eager in devotional service. And Nama Gane Sadaruchi, he always is joyful to chant and dance to the tune of the holy name. Always, Nama Gane Sadaruchi, he can go on chanting always, any number of times. And he has a great attachment to glorifying the Supreme Lord. Asaktistat gunakhyane. In elaborating on the glories of the Lord, that is like eating shrikhand for him. Special, like sweet rice. That is his taste. And pritistat vasatisthale. He goes to the abode of the Lord where Lord has performed pastimes like Ramana Reti, and other places where Krishna's lotus footprints are there. Whether it is Govardhan Hill, you go to the Govindakund, that is the place where Krishna was bathed by the Airavat, isn't it? So he goes to the holy places and sits there, lies down there, continuously remembering the activities that Lord did in those holy places, and he becomes attached to those holy places. Pritistat vasatisthale, and he desires, let me not leave this place, let me just die in this dust of Raja. Like that he becomes attached to that place. So, iti adiyo anubhavaha. These are actually the symptoms of one who is in Bhava Bhakti. So, we all can check how many of these symptoms we are manifesting. You can read this.
When the seed of ecstatic emotion for Krishna fructifies, the following 9 symptoms manifest in one's behavior. Forgiveness, concern that time should not be wasted, detachment, absence of false prestige, hope, eagerness, a taste for chanting the holy name of the Lord, attachment to descriptions of the transcendental qualities of the Lord, and affection for those places where the Lord resides, that is, a temple or a holy place like Vrindavan. These are all called anubhava, subordinate signs of ecstatic emotion. They are visible in a person in whose heart the seed of love of God has begun to fructify.
So this is a self-test we have to give for ourselves. I have seen devotees who have developed a very great taste for chanting. And people who are very fond of the holy place. And people who have become free from false ego. There are many exalted personalities even in our movement. So therefore, we should look for these symptoms. And we should not be deluded by some emotion suddenly that we feel in our heart. Somebody may say, Prabhujai, I think tears are coming when I hear the pastime. Why are you crying? You are crying that whether class will get over or not. So, in this way he says, these are beautiful, nice symptoms. Therefore Prabhupada used to quote this. Prabhupada called the Nectar of Devotion as the law book of ISKCON. He called it like this. So, 11 onwards, we are getting into another this thing. And tomorrow morning we will do it, where the Kumaras are entering, Kumaras are coming to the door of Vaikuntha, 11 onwards. So we will begin with that tomorrow. 11, 12, how many are there? Srila Prabhupada ki? Thank you very much. Yeah.